High above the press box at MTS Center, this is the Legal Curve Hockey Show post-game podcast. I'm your host for today, Michael Remus. Drew Mandel attended the game as a fan, so you'll be with me. And beside me is my analyst here, Richard Pollock. The Washington Capitals just defeated the Winnipeg Jets 5-4 in probably the most exciting game that we've seen this season at MTS Center. The fans were engaged, and that second period was some back-and-forth hockey. I mean, overall, the Jets have to be disappointed by not getting the 2 points. But, I mean, coming into the game, all the talk was about effort and motivation and, you know, playing the way they're capable of. And I thought they did that tonight.
Yeah, you know, Michael, they outplayed the Capitals for sure. They outchanced them. No question. The quality of chance was far, you know, certainly in the Jets' favor. They just, you know, they got shut down by Holtby, I thought played really well. You know, he allowed 4 goals, but I don't think that's a fair reflection of how good he was tonight. Tons of odd man rushes, 2-on-1s, 3-on-1s, partial breakaways, regular breakaways. There was 3 clear-cut breakaways today that Holtby saved during the play. So, I mean, regulation, I mean, not the shootout. So you have to give him credit, and to the Jets, you let a point get away, and it was probably spoiled by a good goaltending performance, but you still let a point get away, and that's an important point, you let it get away, because Washington has not played well this year.
Right, they haven't played well, and they're not in your conference or your division.
That's exactly
so
right.
So when there's a split, it doesn't really affect you as much as it would if you were fighting with them for a playoff spot.
But it's a point against a team that you got to have. You know, if you want to be a playoff team, we talk about that, right? If you want to be a playoff team, you have to beat Washington.
Right, that's absolutely right. I mean, going through the first period, they really, I mean, didn't have the quality of the chance at the second period. The second period is where pretty much where, you know, all the action was with 6 combined goals. But, I mean, there was that main chance where Jokinen was on a 2-on-1 pass to Peluso, and that was one of the first 2-on-1s that the Jets had, and a number of odd man rushes.
Another 2-on-1 right soon after, you know, that happened. Peluso just missed the puck a little bit there and fanned on it. Shifley soon after that got a 2-on-1, basically the same play.
Oh yeah, and then it missed a backdoor.
Missed it too. Yeah, so I mean it was the same play. 2 missed opportunities there. You know, when you create 2-on-1s, you have to. You know, the 2-on-1s that they had, I counted 4 of them, and that's just, you know, and that's 4 2-on-1s. 1 3-on-1 too. Also didn't capitalize on, which we can talk about later. So, you know, the chances were there, and they were stymied by Holtby. But at the same time, you just talked about a couple of chances that they were found on the puck. You get one of those in, you win the game, right?
Right, and Braden Holtby was phenomenal here for 2 games last season. I mean, we'll never forget those 2 games where the Jets, you know, had a chance to vault themselves into, you know, playoff contention, and that
maintain playoff contention.
But they laid a complete egg in 2 games here at home against the Capitals. But we got to go to the second period, because that's where we don't want to say the game was decided, but that's where the action really started going. I mean, it was a scoreless first, and then John Erskine takes a shot from the point, and Mikhail Grabowski puts the rebound in a 3-11 into the second period, and you almost had flashbacks of the game against Nashville where they scored very quickly.
Right, yeah, you know, the beginnings of the periods have been trouble, and 3-11 in, as you mentioned, Grabowski comes into the slot, and I believe goes backhand on that goal. That's the one goal I don't have as good of a recollection of as the other ones. Didn't think there'd be as many, obviously, goals tonight as there ended up being. But Grabowski is, you know, he's a smooth player. He gets into an open space, and he's got good hands. So you get down, you can't, you know, lose track of him. You're down 1-0.
Yeah, and then there was a Jets had a penalty. Bufflin goes in the box for roughing, and on that penalty kill, Evander Kane has a breakaway. He picks up the puck, and I was actually surprised he deked on this play, and then he lost the puck.
Yep.
And Evander Kane, I mean, he shot in the shootout tonight, he shot last time. I don't think breakaways and deking is his strong point. He chose to deke there and lost the handle. But right after, Ladd gets on a 2-on-1, and he shoots on that 2-on-1 after, you know, the lack of success on 2-on-1s. He said, screw it, I'm going to take a shot, run the penalty kill, just take, you know, take the chances that are there.
That's right.
And it goes right to Little, right on a stick. It was almost like a pass.
They're both on their off wings, so it makes it easier to shoot. And Mike Green is the culprit there in terms of the error. That Mike Green is pressured in the neutral zone. He turns the puck over. Ladd jumps the puck, and I believe, I don't know if it was Grabowski or somebody reaching for the puck there. Just checking who was on the ice for that one. Doesn't appear to be Grabowski. Maybe Backstrom reaching for the puck. Ladd grabs it, and that guy fell down. He goes in a 2-on-1, and obviously, as you mentioned, shot. It hits the pad, goes out to Little, both on their off wing, puts it in the net. So turnover by Mike Green, who did not look good tonight and actually didn't come back. He was injured in the middle of the third period, I believe. But poor performance by him, and great job by Winnipeg to really pressure the Capitals on the power play. I mean, think about it this way. The Capitals went 1-for-5 on the power play, Michael.
Yeah.
And the Jets had one shorthanded goal. So against a team like Washington, they didn't win the game. That's the thing. But against a team like Washington who has had real trouble scoring at even strength, that ended up being a huge factor in this game.
Yeah, and then right after that that goal, the Jets seemed to, you know, the MTS Center erupted.
Yeah.
It was very loud in here, you know, throughout that whole second period. But the Jets had the momentum, and right after the puck ends up on Klitsam's stick on the blue line. I mean, after a great break-in with there was a draw pass to Buff when he got a shot. With a rebound, puck ends on Klitsam's stick, and he's got a great shot too, and he shoots one past Holtby with Bufflin screening in front.
Well, that's the key, right? Bufflin screening in front. Bufflin was engaged all night. I mean, you know, he does make his errors, and we'll talk about those in a second. But he was certainly engaged all night, and he screens Holtby, and Holtby, that's one Holtby should have had. Good shot by Klitsam, a good screen by Bufflin, but Holtby still got to have it. In any event, he'll take it. Bogosian gets the puck over nicely to him at the top of the blue line. Klitsam gets rid of it quickly on his offside, and there you go.
And then right after that, I mean, the Jets had so much momentum. Kane had a shot from, yeah, you know, right in front of the nets that missed. Brian Little took a penalty, and he had a breakaway coming out of the box, where he missed. Anthony Peluso had a breakaway where he made a nice move and was stopped. And then there was the
They've had more chances tonight than they've had the past four games combined.
There was the Wheeler-Shifley Kane 3-on-1 where they made tic-tac, and they couldn't quite complete the toe.
Too fancy, and they got into like a kind of a triangle near in front of the net, and the defender was able to go down on his knees and, you know, take away the very little room that they already had. So that one wasn't their best. But again, you get, you know, I mean, Adam Oates, I don't know how Adam Oates is going to, he was going nuts on the bench during the game a couple of times, we noticed, and they win this game, so he's got to make sure a win still allows him to get through to the players and their bad habits, because Washington's a whole different case than the Jets.
Well, and the same thing, I think, with Claude Noel. I mean, he preaches this defensive style, but they seem to get into these, you know, pond hockey games where there's goals galore.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Jets had pretty high scoring output, but I mean, but on the flip side, they also gave up 4 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, Alexander Ovechkin began to put on a show. He ended up with his own breakaway and just completely made Pavlik look silly. And Pavlik, I mean, breakaways aren't his strong point. We saw that in the shootout tonight. We've seen that before. And Ovechkin, he was the second star tonight, I believe, and he had a great game.
Bad turnover by Andrew Ladd in his own zone for whatever reason. Looks right to Marcus Johansson and makes that pass. And Dustin Bufflin and Grant Klitsam are on the back end. They have to know. It was a quick play, and Johansson made a nice decision. But Bufflin and Klitsam have to know that Ovechkin cheats out of the zone. And Ovechkin, as soon as he saw the turnover, bolted for the middle of the ice in the neutral zone. And Johansson knew exactly where he was going to be, because when you play with a guy enough, you know he's a right winger. He's going to bolt the zone. He does it anyways, even if you don't have the puck sometimes. And Johansson gives him the puck. Ovechkin fends off and scores a nice back end breakaway goal on Pavlik. And, you know, Pavlik wasn't sharp tonight, but how are you going to fault him for one of the best players in the league coming in and going back in?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he did make some impressive saves.
He did. I didn't think it was sharp overall. A couple of the bouncing off of him. I hope he was a better goalie tonight, I thought, for sure.
Okay, well, that goal, the previous Ovechkin one, was 15:50 into the second. About 2 minutes later, a little over 2 minutes, there's a faceoff in the Jet zone to the left, or Pavlik's right.
Pavlik's right.
To Pavlik's right.
To the left, if you're looking from in the offensive zone.
Right. Johansson wins the puck, wins it right back to Ovechkin, who's on the left side on his off wing. Takes a shot through traffic, and it goes in the net.
Ovechkin plays right wing now. So, I mean, that's a faceoff formation play. That's Ovechkin playing on the left side on the faceoff because they know he can create some room for himself. Who's got him there? Well, you know, your argument is Bufflin lines up with him on the dot. Bufflin's got to at least follow through to make sure he doesn't get through to that puck, and then they can switch off and do what they want. But Bufflin's lining up beside Ovechkin on the hash marks. And while you probably want the net front wingers to get in the way there and block it, and you still do, at the end of the day, Bufflin's got to stay with him there and understand who it is, because you can't leave Ovechkin. You know the play, right? Ovechkin's lined up on the left side because it's going to be a one-timer play. So if you know the play, you have to not give him any room. And they gave him too much room. And, you know, Bufflin's got to be aware of his competition. You know, if you're playing against Troy Brouwer there, yeah, you know, it's a good player, but it's Troy Brouwer. Playing against Alexander Ovechkin there, that can't happen, and they're down 3-2.
Yeah, and then it looked like at that point that you know, the Jets, they were going to squander all this momentum. They were playing so well. They're totally outchancing Washington. But, you know, with less than a minute left, Blake Wheeler has a back check at the blue line, which creates this whole play. And the puck is in the Jets' offensive zone. Kane throws it on net, and Wheeler tips it past Holtby.
Yeah, Erskine and Grabowski go at the same guy in the middle of their own zone. And then the puck gets dumped, gets put in front, and Oleksii, who did not have a good game tonight for Washington, Oleksii.
Not to be confused with Sarah Oleksii. We're going to be doing this, you know, for as long as this guy's in the league.
That's very confusing. I'm waiting for the Matt Leibel theme music. But the Steve Oleksii doesn't take his man in front. Wheeler goes to the net, gets the puck, in the net, boom. And you know what? You mentioned it. He starts to play, and he ends the play. That's a really good defensive zone play and convert into an offensive chance. That's what the coaches preach, right? Defense creates offense. And in that instance, that was exactly right.
Yeah, and then going in, you know, going into the third period, I thought that definitely, I mean, if they're going into the third period, hey, we played so great, we missed all these chances, the mood in the dressing room, I mean, isn't quite going to be there, but they were definitely able to hold their heads high.
And you get the late goal, so it gives you momentum.
And it gives you the late goal.
Yeah.
And then the third period, the big play on the power play, Blake Wheeler, you know, dings one off the post. We thought it went in from our angle, but
I didn't. Everybody else thought it went in, though. Just, I thought it was one of those pucks that hits post head-on and you don't actually get much of a sound. There wasn't a ping.
The thing is, there was a tiny ping, but the thing is now with these new nets, the netting is so tight that these pucks go in and they fly out way more frequently than they used to. But back in the Jets' defensive zone, about 4:56 into the third, they can't get the puck out. And
on the PK.
On the penalty kill, that's right.
So, I mean, it is Ladd lying down on the ground there. On that play, and what happens for whatever reason, I think Little, there were so many chances, Michael, on the penalty kill tonight. I think Little wanted to kind of flip that puck up and take a chance. He didn't get the puck out, and when he didn't get the puck out, the puck squirts out to Nicholas Backstrom, who just makes a brilliant play to get the puck over to Troy Brouwer. It's brilliant hand-eye coordination, pass, backhand pass. Troy Brouwer kicks it up from his skate to his stick in the net, and then you're, you know, if you're a Jets fan, you're thinking, oh no, not again.
Yeah, exactly right. But it wasn't to be this game. Brian Little ties it up. He had a great game tonight. He's second of the game. Just gets the puck in the slot and puts it in top corner on Holtby. Just a great shot from Brian Little.
Backstrom turns that puck over in his own zone. I believe he gets hit by Setoguchi. And if I recall that correctly, Backstrom gets hit in his own zone. The puck goes to Ladd, who makes a quick pass to Little, and boom, it's in the back of the net. So Little was working hard tonight. Little played a really good game. I thought Ladd, you know, he had his moments, but I thought Ladd was really engaged for the most part. Certainly, as the game went on, he got more engaged. And while we, you know, pointed out that turnover, he made a couple of nice passes tonight, and that was one of them. Quick play to Little, boom, back of the net. Don't let Holtby really get set there. And 4-4, and I kind of quieted down after that.
Yeah, really quiet. Maybe these teams are playing for overtime.
100%. They want the point. Both teams have been poor this year, and you know, they'll take any point they can get. And if you could see, they were both changing their strategies. They were far less aggressive. And, you know, during the last minute, they made a little push, but they were far less aggressive, and they were content to take the point, and that was evident.
Yeah, and then in overtime, also solved nothing. The Jets.
Nothing happened in overtime, eh?
The Jets had three shots. Washington didn't record a shot.
Yeah, I mean, it was in overtime. It was very uneventful.
Very uneventful. And the shootout, I mean, the big question hanging in the shootout was Anthony Peluso, where was he going to shoot, first, second, or third? We were debating up in the press box. But it was the standard Ladd, Little, Wheeler. I mean, nothing to argue with there. But, Wheeler missed, Grabowski missed, Little missed, Ovechkin missed, and then the scoring, Ladd scored, Backstrom scored. Jokinen scored.
Like scored.
And then it was Like, and then Setoguchi scored.
And you could see that Winnipeg had a little bit of a scouting report on low blocker on Holtby. That's where they were going.
Yeah, it's where Ladd went, and Wheeler, Little, they all
that's
shot.
That's where Kane tried to go, and he missed the net.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Setoguchi, and then Kane missed, and then, what is it? It's Pavlik's, let's see, his third chance. He had three chances to win. Three chances to win. And then he's got this is the fourth time he's got to extend it.
He's got to make one of those saves.
And he couldn't do it. And Martin Irat gets the winner in a game that the Jets would love to have that extra point back. They definitely deserved it, but it wasn't to be.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Michael. They had the better quality scoring chances. And if you have that night after night, you're going to win in this league. Tonight wasn't a good night for them, and it hasn't been one of those years where they've had the better scoring chances all year and haven't won. This is one of the few nights that they actually have had the better scoring chances by a considerable margin, not by a coin flip. and they didn't take advantage of it, unfortunately. You know, I thought the effort was there, but it just wasn't meant to be tonight, and so they go on a four, they embark on a four-game road trip into Nashville, Dallas, Colorado, St. Louis. All four are in the division. So then they come back to play Chicago, Detroit. So the next six games are going to say a heck of a lot about this team, and they are not in a strong position right now to make a run over the next little bit. And, you know, 4-5-1 at the end of 10 games. I thought they had to be minimum 6-4, and they're not minimum 6-4, and they're not. So the opportunity was there a few times and a couple of lackluster performances for sure. Tonight wasn't one of them. It was a sloppy game, but they outplayed Washington, and they ought to have won.
That's too bad. Yeah, next tomorrow we'll be on NHL Midweek on TSN 1290 from 6 to 8 p.m. And then the Jets play again, as you mentioned, Thursday at Nashville. So that's it for the Little Curve Hockey Show post-game podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Again, catch us tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at TSN 1290, TSN 1290.ca, NHL Midweek. And good night and good luck.